1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:51. First Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Khanna. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. All right. Down inside 5 weeks to go till the end of the session.
Yeah.
Committee work continuing. Tell us about some of the work in the committees that you're a member.
Yeah. Before I begin, first, I'd like to applaud the town's Board of Estimate and Taxation for voting to approve funding for the Glenville Corridor Project. As I mentioned, I think it was in our last meeting, this is something that I've heard a lot about when talking to constituents, and I think it's very important that we address roadway and pedestrian safety in town. And as a reminder, we anticipate that most of the funds will be reimbursed by the state through the Department of Transportation and through state funds coming through WestCOG, the Western West Council of Governments, for municipal improvement projects. And I'm staying on top of the project to keep it moving forward. And I want to really thank my colleagues, Representative Meskers and Representative Arzano, for their efforts here, because we've really worked very hard together to try and keep this moving forward. In terms of the committee work, which is coming to an end, today is our last appropriations committee meeting. And so we'll be voting on the final bills coming before us. And then after that, start the session day. So, as you know, the appropriations process is always very challenging. As much as it's positive in that we get to decide where we give the money, there's also, we know that there's always a lot of need, and we really need to, focus on abiding by our guardrails while also meeting the needs of our constituents and residents throughout the state. So that work is almost finished. So appropriations is one of the committees that I serve on. The other committee is the Transportation Committee. And in the Transportation Committee, we voted on more bills focusing on expanding safety and accessibility. And one of the bills that we voted out of committee would reduce the legal blood alcohol content for drivers from 0.08% to 0.05%. And if this bill comes before us in the General Assembly and gets approved, Connecticut would be the second state in the U.S. after Utah to implement such a reduced blood alcohol limit. In Utah, there's been a roughly 18% reduction in alcohol-related traffic deaths. And currently, over 100 other countries have already reduced their blood alcohol limits to 0.05% or even lower. So lives are being saved, and I hope we can pass this bill. And as someone who drives often and frequently and far, this is really something that I'm hope will pass. The other committee that I serve on is the Government Administration and Elections Committee. And so I'm not sure if you voted early in the presidential primary, but I did, and it was great. It made voting fast and convenient. And for that, we owe our poll workers a debt of gratitude. And as you know, poll workers are critical to our election process. But recently, some poll workers are having second thoughts because they've become concerned about receiving threats or being harassed or doxxed just for doing their jobs. And one of the bills that we recently voted out of the GAE committee would help protect poll workers. And we're focusing on three main approaches. The law would keep their personal information private for about 90 days. Firearms would be prohibited within a certain distance from polling locations. At polling locations, and the law would make it a crime to threaten election workers. And as you know, poll workers are fundamental to our democracy, so we really need to do what we can to make sure they feel safe. So those are some of the important bills that have made it out of committee. You know, of course, there's a lot of bills that are making it out of all the committees, so, you know, we'll see what comes before us in the next few weeks. And besides that... Sorry.
When it comes to election, I know it's not here, it's Bridgeport. Was that discussed about, and they had a lot of problems there in their process over the last almost year with the mayoral election?
Yes, that was discussed, and there are some bills that will be that have been voted out of committee that will, hopefully come before us in the General Assembly to address, what happened there.
You mentioned appropriations. You didn't mention anything specific. Any bills coming out of there that you can talk about?
You know, we're still working through the process. We haven't finalized our all the bills that have, there have been many public hearings and we voted on, we've had several committee meetings, the last of which is today, and so we haven't finalized the list that's coming out of committee. I think it's a question of balancing, you know, determining what we have to spend and you know, what the needs are.
All right. I guess we'll get more from you next month, and we'll be almost at the end of the session by that time. I'm trying to remember the date. I think it might be the...
Yeah, I think it'll be the last few, the 4th or, no, probably the 3rd of May.
Yeah, 3rd. Right. Yeah, so we end on the 8th, right? Yeah.
Yep. The session ends on the 8th. And I just wanted to give a little bit of, a lot of local events that I wanted to just quickly mention for, you know, people. This evening, the Byram Schubert Library is having their spring social. And then on Saturday, the Waste Free Greenwich is having their Rethink Waste Fair. And the Round Hill Volunteer Fire Station is having a family fun day. So those are all, you know, a lot of things happening in town. And I hope people will get out and attend some of these events.
And on that note, you were talking about the Glenville Corridor and pedestrian safety, their ongoing public meetings. When is the public meeting in your part of town, in Glenville? Do you have the word on that?
No, I don't.
there's a lot of meetings. All right, yeah.
And there's a lot of meetings, yes. Yeah. I know, you know, as you know, the budget, it was voted, it was approved in the budget hearings, and I don't know when the next meeting will be.
Yeah.
You know, I keep following this, and I think our deputy commissioner of DPW, you know, knows that I'm a big thorn in his side because I keep pestering him, but, you know, it's all in the hope of moving this forward.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Sorry to put you on the spot there, Representative Khanna. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk again in May right at the end of the session.
Yes. Thank you so much, Tony, and have a good day.
State Representative Rachel Khanna joins us on the first Thursday.